Welcome to the News Corp US Open podcast on the 6th of April 2026. US equity futures benefit from the constructive risk mood as hopes of a ceasefire brightens. The dollar index falls below 100 while Brent slips below $108 per barrel. Over the weekend, US President Trump posted that time is running out and there are 48 hours before all hell will rain down on them, and reiterated his threats to Iran to open the strait or they will be living in hell. He also stated that he believes he can get a deal with Iran by Monday, and said Iran is negotiating now, but added that if they don't make a deal, he is blowing up everything over there, while also not ruling out ground troops. Earlier in the day, a Reuters source report stated that the Pakistan Army Chief held separate calls with US VP Vance, Envoy Witkoff, and Iran's Araghchi, with a proposal for a final agreement, which, if agreed, would lead to an immediate ceasefire and the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz. Crude futures have retraced the gains made at the open and fallen into negative territory, with Brent now trading just shy of $107 per barrel. Further on the energy front, OPEC agreed to raise quotas by 206,000 barrels per day for May. Asia-Pac stocks were higher despite the recent threats by US President Trump, with encouragement from Hormuz developments and ceasefire hopes, while the Nikkei tested the 54,000 level and Kospi was led higher by tech strength. US equity futures tick higher while European bourses are closed for the Easter holiday. In the FX space, the dollar index has fallen back below the 100 handle as hopes of a ceasefire gain traction, with euro and cable strengthening against the greenback while dollar-yen underperforms. US Treasuries trade in a tight range with slight upticks amid downside in crude, with focus on ISM Services PMI and comments by US President Trump. Spot gold returns above $4,700 per ounce as the weaker dollar supports the yellow metal while copper benefits from the constructive risk tone. Looking ahead, highlights include ISM Services PMI and comments by US President Trump. Thank you for listening. For up-to-date market news and access to the exclusive analyst chat, please check out the service.